Recording. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I am recording now and we're talking about the knowledge of Allah. The knowledge of Allah. Can you erase that? Can you copy these on the board?
Sure.
Okay, we have today, we want to answer very important question. The first question is, Allah says in the Quran that He guides whomsoever He wants and misguides whomsoever He wants. True or false? Didn't Allah say that in the Quran explicitly? True or false? True. He said, Allah guides whomsoever He wants and misguides whomsoever He wants. Allah mentioned this in the Quran. He said,
wait,
I...
What you guys is Allah the one who is misguiding?
No, I'm saying, didn't Allah say that?
No.
He did.
In
many places of the Quran, Allah says, He guides only what He wants and He misguides what He wants. And not only. He will guide... Well, I'll let you know later on what they mean
today
by the misguiding part. But Allah said, people cannot be guided or misguided without my will. It is my will to guide, and it is my will to misguide. So I will, those are people are going to be guided, and those people are not going to be misguided. Okay? Now, the second question is, Allah sealed the hearts. Allah says in the Quran, He sealed the hearts. You know, sealed the hearts means what? It means like, sealed them so that nothing in, nothing out. So that those people will not hear the truth. They listen, but they can't hear. I'm sorry. They hear, but they can't listen. In other words, they can hear it, but it does not click with them. It does not register with them. Yes, it doesn't. So, Allah sealed the hearts to become dead hearts. Dead hearts, and dead hearts, people with dead hearts can do anything. Oh, sorry. Okay. Then, didn't Allah say in the Quran that He made their ears deaf and made their eyes blind? Didn't Allah say about the bad guys that He made their ears deaf and their eyes blind? He said that. He said to the bad guys, I make their eyes blind, I make their ears deaf, so that they can't hear the truth. Okay, go ahead. Good job. We're getting there. That's why I'm asking all these questions, is to get the answers. And then another statement. Allah already wrote our books, right? My book is written, your book is written, until the day of judgment, until you die. It's all written here. So how come Allah wrote everything, but He's not responsible of our misguidance or our guidance? Go ahead.
Because what Allah asks you to do,
well, we'll answer this, we'll address this one by one. Go ahead.
She's
copying the things that are from the iPhone.
Wait, what are those questions?
Yeah, these are the questions that I just asked you right now.
Oh. Wait, so write down?
No, they are.
Oh.
Yeah, so I'm going to put them written for you. Okay, then, how come the question here that was everybody said and everybody agrees with, how come we are responsible for the bad deeds? How come we are responsible for our deeds if Allah guides whom He wills and misguides whom He wants?
power of God and Allah has his own choices. He can either choose to guide you or misguide you, or he wants to guide
you. But how could you be, why would you be considered liable or responsible for that deed if Allah decided to misguide you?
Because it's your choice. No,
but
he's going to make you do it.
No, he's not going to make you do it. But he said that he will misguide you by...
He'll show you the wrong path, and if you follow the wrong path, then it's on you.
Yes, but how do you explain the other things that Allah says, I guide whomsoever I want, I misguide whomsoever I want, Allah sees the hearts of the bad guys, Allah blinded their eyes.
Do you want me to like also write these?
Yes. Ridiculous understanding. So, let me tell you the wrong or the ridiculous understanding. If you misunderstand these four questions. The first thing, you would say, well, if it is already written, then we have no choice. It's already written, man. It's already written, my friend. We have no choice. It's already written. So we have no choice. We're not responsible for the bad deeds. Allah is the responsible one because he's the one who wrote it. We just act what he wrote. And then the other guy says, Allah doesn't want to guide me. He said he guides whomsoever he wants and he misguides whoever he wants. And he doesn't want to guide me. He misguided me. So it's not my fault. What can I do about it? And then the third person says, it's written. It's all written here, my book. Allah wrote my book already. So why hold me responsible for a book that I didn't write? Allah wrote it for me. These are the three questions that will show up. Now, let's try now to reply to these questions. Let's talk about the name of Allah. One of the names of Allah, not everybody agrees that this name is true, Qudul Mudir, the one who misguides. Allah say that I guide whomsoever I want and misguide whomsoever I want. Can you give me the opposite of this statement?
You guide whoever you want.
Yeah, that's what he said. I guide whomsoever I want and misguide whomsoever I want. Or whomsoever I will.
I don't think you can even misguide whoever you want.
Huh? Allah saying in the Quran, I guide whom I will and I misguide those I will. In other words, I guide those whom I want to guide and I misguide those whom I want to misguide. What's the opposite of this statement? Deep thinkers. Girls are always deep thinkers. What's the opposite of the statement that Allah is saying?
Is there an opposite?
We get to
yes. No, that's not the opposite. No.
Me? Allah misguides whoever he wants to guide, and he also guides whoever he wants to misguide.
Okay, it's not this way, but good try. The opposite to this statement is Allah, we are guided or misguided whether Allah wants or don't want. In other words, using language, slang language, we would be guided or misguided whether Allah likes it or not. Isn't that the opposite of the statement? Statement that Allah guides whomsoever he wants and misguides whomsoever he wants. If you bring the opposite, the opposite would say that people are guided and misguided whether Allah wants or don't want or doesn't want. Can you accept? Does it take a genius to figure out that this statement is impossible? You agree with me? Hey, girls, come on. Do you agree with me? So what's the opposite to the statement Allah guides whomsoever he wants and misguides whomsoever he wants? The opposite means Allah, people are guided and misguided whether Allah wants or doesn't want. You can either whether he likes it or not. Is that, is this how you do? Is this the image of Allah in your eyes? That people can be guided and misguided without his will?
No.
So, it would be a low image for Allah if you say that Allah guides and Allah, people are guided and misguided whether Allah likes it or not. To say that, it would be a low image of Allah. Low image of Allah means you become a non-believer. You become a non-believer. Not a believer at all. If you think that Allah, people can be guided and misguided whether Allah likes it or not, then you are have a problem. You're not a Muslim. You're not a believer. You get it? So, since the opposite of the statement is false, then the statement has to be true, right? How can you prove a statement? By proving that the opposite is false. Then the statement is true. Right? You understand? If I prove you're a girl, then you're not a boy. If I prove that you're a boy, then you're not a girl. See? You understand? So if the opposite of the statement is false, then the statement itself is common sense. You got this part right? Okay. So can you help me and submit it back to me? The first response, let me take. About Allah saying that God moves whatever I want and this guy moves whatever I want. What can you say about it?
It's true.
Yes, why?
Should I write this too?
Yes.
Okay.
Because the opposite is saying that he doesn't have control
of the world. Yes. Oh. You were giving him the answers.
No, I agree.
Okay. So the opposite is false. Why is it false that people are guided and misguided whether Allah likes it or not?
Because Allah does have control.
Because it's impossible that something Allah doesn't want to happen, it's impossible to happen. Whether like it or not, no way. Okay. So can we hear here the argument?
If the opposite is not true, that means the statement has to be
true. And what's the opposite?
That if we are
misguided
or misguided,
and
whether or not Allah
wants to. So, okay, alright, good. Alright. Okay. Then now you understand that people, but there's still a mystery. When Allah says, guides whomsoever he wants and misguides whomsoever he wants. Allah guides the ones who chose guidance. See how it is fair now? Allah guides who choose to be guided, Allah guides them. And who choose to be misguided, Allah misguides them. You got it? So, the ones who choose guidance, as a reward for them, Allah will grant them guidance. And the guys who don't want guidance, as a punishment for them, Allah grants them misguidance. Got it? Otherwise, if you try to do a bad deed, Allah can stop you. Okay? Or Allah can let you do it. So Allah gets to decide whether to let this bad thing happen or let Allah decides about guiding you or misguiding you based on what? Based on what you want. You get the argument? So if you chose guidance, Allah would reward you by giving you guidance. If you chose misguidance, Allah would punish you by giving you misguidance. You got that part? Okay, so what's the argument here? Here. What's the argument? When you are interested in guidance, Allah will guide you If you're interested in misguidance, then Allah will misguide you. So basically, you make the choice, and Allah will make it happen. You understand? You make the choice, and Allah makes it happen. So Allah misguide you because you want to be misguided. You wanted that, okay. But if you want to be misguided, Allah can prevent you by stopping you, by eliminating you. Okay. The reason you have free will is because Allah wanted you to have a free will. Huh? Allah gave us the choice. You choose, and I and Allah will do. So what's the argument? Let's go here. What's the argument? Oh, let's go here. What's the argument about Allah misguiding and guiding? You make the choice first, and then Allah decides to grant you or not. Exactly. It's like this. I want to go forward, Allah will push you forward. I want to go backward, Allah will push you backward. So, who's pushing you forward and backward? Allah. But on what basis? That's the question. On what basis is he pushing you, deciding to push you forward or backward? On what you want. What you want. The decision is based on what you want. In other words, you decide, Allah will make it happen. You understand that? Allah wants whomsoever He wants, guides whomsoever He wants, and misguides whomsoever He wants. If you are misguided, because you chose misguidance, and Allah will make it happen. Do you know that you sometimes choose misguidance and Allah doesn't make it happen? Because He doesn't want to? Hey guys, you understand that? So, Allah decides to guide you or misguide you based on what?
What you want.
What you want. What, if you want guidance, Allah will guide you. If you want misguidance, Allah will misguide you. And Allah can. If you want guidance, Allah can stop you. And if you want misguidance, Allah also can stop you. Okay? You understand? So Allah has the choice between, if you want to have misguidance, Allah has the choice between.
You have something. Everything I know.
You have the choice between. Hey, here.
Yeah, focus on him. Not like I'm doing anything important.
You just have a white nose.
I was dealing with parents.
Icing. It's like icing on the cake. Not icing on my nose. Okay.
You're not as messy as me.
Okay. So I am a good guy. I want to do good deeds. Would Allah stop me? No. Allah will not. May guide me. Right? And Allah will provide help to me. So He helps me. I want to go forward. But on my own, I can't. I want to go forward. But on my own, what? I can't. I want to go forward. I want to be guided. But on my own, I can't be guided. So, who gives me the push forward? Allah. Based on my desire, based on what I want. Okay. I want to go backward. Means misguided. Be misguided. It will not happen unless Allah would push me backward. You got it? You want forward, Allah will give you forward. You want backward, Allah will give you backward. So this way, everything's under the control of Allah. But it's all based on what? What you want. But it's all based on what you want. Why Allah, if Allah knows where people go, why doesn't Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala just send people to heaven and heaven? To heaven and heaven right away.
To give them a fair equal chance.
Yes. To show them the truth about themselves. When we run through this life, the stingy would prove his or her stinginess. The mean would prove her or his meanness. The kind would prove his kindness. The generous would prove his generosity through life. So basically, in this life, you're showing You're showing everybody who you are. You know? You know, how can you tell about the people? If this girl is stingy and this girl is generous, you can judge this? Personality? Yeah. But this personality is what Allah wants to prove. This personality is what Allah wants to prove. Allah knows ahead of time if you're going to hell or heaven. But Allah gives you the chance to prove your personality. If it's a good personality or it's a nasty personality. So at the day of judgment, you don't say, Ya Allah, I didn't do anything. Why are you taking me to hell? And taking these guys to heaven, and they didn't, neither me nor them did anything. You see, you understand? So Allah will, I'll take pictures of that. So I want participation. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give you the chance to prove who you are. Allah will give you the chance to prove who you are. And Allah will make it best by running through three life tests. Life tests. Tests of Islam. Tests what? Islam. Tests good manners. You know? Tests of trust. And so forth. You got this part right? So, now, if I tell you, by the way, that people are guided and misguided, whether Allah likes it or not, you should say, Subhanallah. Subhanallah means Allah's much better than what you described. Or Allah's the best. Okay? So, when I tell you Allah eats, what do you say? Subhanallah. If I tell you Allah sleeps, you say? Subhanallah. So when I tell you that Allah builds you and guided and misguided, whether Allah likes it or not, you say, Subhanallah. So just keep that in mind. Now, let me explain to you how would Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala know things before they happen, without forcing them to happen. As a human, how do I know the future as a human? Basically, I make a plan and force everybody to follow the plan. Okay, this is how I control the future. You got it? So I control the future by making a plan and forcing everybody to follow this plan. As a human, but does Allah want, but Allah, in order for Allah to know what you're doing, does he need to force you to do it? Huh? No. So how come he knows, but he's not forcing me?
Ouch.
Can you give me an example of how should I know something, but I'm not forcing you? Huh? Let's read this question here. Here. Can cows fly? False?
No, it's true, people.
No. Yeah. What would be your answer? Cows fly?
Okay.
Do cows fly? Cows will fly? Cows fly? Cows will fly?
Yeah. It's
working well. Cows fly?
Shh.
Did I force you to say no?
No.
How come I knew that you're going to say no, but I didn't force you?
Because it's a retarded question. Ouch.
The reason is that I know you and I know the question. I know you're not 40 years old to say yes. And I know the question is very easy. It's easy. By knowing you and knowing the question, I can tell the answer. Do you understand me? This is an example of that I know something without forcing you to do it. Okay? Can you give me another example?
Another question like that?
Another example of that I know what you're going to do without forcing you to do it.
Do you have a question?
Huh?
I mean, you don't know, like, you're predicting.
Oh, I know for sure that none of you girls in this class would say, yes, that's why.
But I did.
Not force any one of you. I did not force any one of you, did I?
Yeah.
I didn't force you or anybody here. Okay? So this is this enough example to provide to you why Allah would know things without forcing them to happen? Because He knows you, He knows the question, and He knows the answer, what is going to be. Why? Without forcing you. Why? Because He knows you and He knows the question. So He knows everything. Okay? And He knows that you're going to do that. But He did never force me. There was a guy at the time of Umar ibn al-Khattab. This is a nice joke. At the time of Umar, there was a guy who was a thief. He stolen stuff. So he was arrested and brought to him. And guess the punishment is? Cutting the hand. Right? Cutting the hand. So now he said to Umar, Umar, how come you're punishing me? Allah wrote it on me. Allah wanted this. Allah chose, Allah wrote my book. I have no choice. I have no choice. Allah wrote my book. Allah decided to misguide me. And I have no choice. I am forced to steal. Guess what was the response of Umar, Umar radiallahu anhu? He said, huh? No, he just gave him a funny answer. Yes, he's written, yes, of course. And also, it was written, the book of Allah, that I will cut your hands. So I have no choice over it. I'm forced to do it too. I'm going to cut your hand because I'm forced to do it, just like you're forced to be to steal.
But they cut it off?
Yeah.
You're so surprised. So they just cry that with no hand?
Yeah, they will have only right hand. And then if you steal again, they lose the right
hand. How do you know?
We're going to talk about this in the subject in detail about the punishment laws and why Sharia is so harsh and all of these things. We're going to come there. Okay. There are two names of Allah. Yes, the two names of Allah, Al-Awwal wal-Akhir. Let me take a picture of this so that you can continue. Yes, you can. I flip it this way.
Too bad. You did it in the first week. Last week was Eid break. Yeah, someone else did it.
Okay. There is
rude.
The nature of Allah. Allah is al-awwal and al-akhir. Let's learn about the nature of Allah. That will explain to us Allah has two names. Okay. Let's look at these names. Allah is the first without a start. He has no start, but he's the first. And he's the last, but he doesn't have an end. Okay? It means relative to everything else, Allah is first. It doesn't matter what, Allah's first. And it doesn't matter what, Allah's last. Huh? Okay, so what happens is that Allah, right now, Allah, there is no time for him. The time is a creation of Allah. Allah is not controlled by time. Allah controls the time, huh?
I don't get how you're saying the first with no start and the last with no end.
Mean, the first of everything else, but he himself has no start.
Oh.
And here, he is the last of everything, but he himself does not have an end. Okay?
Do you want to keep writing?
See?
Yeah.
So, it means what? That Allah, it means that this whole universe, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala exists now and yesterday and tomorrow at the same time.
Does anybody want to explain this from?
Allah is here. I'm sorry. Allah is today and tomorrow and yesterday at the same time.
Oh, okay. So we live in the span of time. This is a better way to explain it. We live in the span of time that is, I'm going to be old here and I'm going to be young here. There's no way I can be old when I'm 2, and there's no way I can be young when I'm 3. And, well, young when I'm like 30.
What?
Like, we're living every second visually. Like, I can't be 30 years from now living then and then living right now. I can't be, like, I'm living every minute at a time. I can't be multiple times at once.
You know, we get it.
Okay.
I still don't get it. Like, I'm pretty sure I'm
Allah, on the other hand, he has time to patience.
At the same time.
In every single place.
So
watching
now,
every single
now place. He is, I can say, now he is at the day of judgment. Now he is today. Now he is tomorrow. Now he is last month. At the same time. At the same what? Do you understand? At the same exact time, he is always there now. You understand? Now he is there. So now he can see you in the hell or heaven or whatever. You understand that? If we give you more approximation, do you see, let's say this is a storybook. Storyboard. Okay? To Allah, today, tomorrow, next month, like let's say January, February, March, April, May, all of these months are together, all together in Quran for Allah. So Allah is not inside today. January. And he's not inside February. No, he is above February and January. So, why are you guys laughing?
I don't know, she said something.
shouldn't be saying anything. I'd like to point that out.
Because the genius figured out that please don't talk. Okay, so Allah's not inside here. Okay? All days, like all years are here. Allah has the ball in his hands. He is the one who is holding the time. So think of it that the time is like a big object like this, or a big ruler, or a big stick. Okay? Allah is holding it all like this. All days, all nights. So to him, there's no tomorrow. Is there a tomorrow for Allah? No. Is there a yesterday? No. He is always there now. You can only be now here. You can only be now. Okay? But Allah is now in the day of judgment. Now before creation. Now at the time of Musa. Now at the time of... You understand?
So now do you understand?
Yes.
Okay. You understand? See? Just like this board. Just the first, the good example is that Allah is outside. He's the one who made the board. He's the one who's holding the board. And these are the days. This is the time. These are the days. And Allah is at all days at the same time. So this is the book of Allah written. This is the book of Allah written. Okay. Now, based on this, Allah wrote the book. Wrote the book. Now, who is going to actually write the book? Your book, you are going to write your book. But Allah wrote it before you.
Kind of. So let me explain this in different terms, where you have the free will to choose the candy or the cucumber. I just say it's Kit Kat between cucumbers.
Kit Kat,
obviously.
Duh.
Cucumber. Knowing you guys, and knowing you guys have sweet teeth at these...
Yeah, I can give this example, though.
Yeah, exactly. Knowing you guys have sweet teeth at these moments, I can pretty much be like, you're going to choose a Kit Kat. I just know it. And so I can write a book about your entire life knowing what choices
you make. I made the example better than that, which is how cows fly.
But like, you wouldn't know. You don't really know what you're going to do.
But that one's more like the laws of
nature. I am 100% sure that your answer will be cows again, don't fly.
But
I'm 100% sure.
But you're not forcing me, so I can technically say whatever.
You can technically say whatever you want.
But you won't say no.
So knowing that you're a logical person and you're not silly,
and even if you say yes, you tease me, for example, I know inside you it's no. I can read it inside you. Just that Allah, if I pretend and say yes, cows can fly, Allah knows what's inside our heart. And
yeah,
he knows that we don't believe that cows can fly.
Like if you were to
you
got it?
Cows fly. But then how would that depend on that person?
Huh? It would depend on the person, because if you're like three, maybe you do believe cows can fly.
What if we're this old?
A lot of you guys look really tired.
So,
3 hours of sleep.
I mean,
then how about the people that Allah made their eyes blind and made their ears deaf? How do you explain that now? The people that Allah make their eyes blind, not physically blind. Not physically blind, but blind from the truth. And deaf, they make their ears deaf, means deaf from the hearing the truth.
Because he knows
blind
that he
from
knows.
Seeing the truth, deaf. Because this is what they chose. They chose to give the guidance of Allah the blind eye. I chose to blind myself from the guidance of Allah. Therefore, Allah will give me what I want. Allah will. If I want to blind myself from the guidance of Allah, then Allah will
blind
me. Now, if I choose to deaf my ears from hearing the guidance of Allah, then Allah will make my ears deaf.
So,
if my heart doesn't want to feel the truth, then Allah will make my heart sealed. Basically, in short, you want it, Allah will give it to you. You want good, allow you to achieve good. You want it bad, allow you to achieve bad. Okay. You want to do something right, Allah will help you. You want to make something wrong, Allah will help you. Allah will make you. You want to go forward, Allah will push you. You want to go backward, Allah will push, pull you backward. Basically, based on all based on your choices.
What if we only do one thing that's bad?
Well, that's something else. I'm talking about overall.
Yeah. This thing.
Overall. Like the book has bad and good and all these things. Okay?
I don't think this is for last
week.
You
got that part?
We had break last week.
Now, Allah wants you to know so one thing. That your will is subject to His will. Why? Let's say you want to kill. Allah can stop you. You don't say, my free will overrides the will of Allah. No. You cannot will without Allah willing you first. In other words, you cannot eat without Allah make it possible for you, or make it possible for you to eat. You see? So you want to eat. You want to break it. And Allah could make it impossible for you to eat. You understand? So you cannot say my will override the will of Allah. This is all false. Baloney, as they say. Baloney? Right? Baloney? Is it baloney?
Yeah.
Okay. So, basically, Allah is the one who created everything. Doodling? The crime of doodling?
I've done it 20 times myself.
You raise your right hand for 10 minutes.
No.
No.
We have 5 minutes.
Left.
You were doing
so.
I was.
Okay, do the thing that keeps us so much better. Like you, if I do know, like I can concentrate.
So you guys, let me ask you a question. Let me ask you a question. How are you going to reply to the guy that says, "Allah sees into my heart"? Allah blinded my eyes, Allah sealed my ears, Allah misguided me.
Yeah, so
what is
a lot
the answer?
Of people think
that
I'm
choking.
Right, for example, Allah would be like a guider and
you
chose
to be sealed from your heart. You chose to. So you can't blame Allah for what you chose. You should give you what you chose.
What you chose. He makes it happen. You want, he makes it happen. So, can you want and force Allah to make it happen? No.
No.
Okay? So Allah has the ultimate decision.
No.
Allah has the ultimate decision. You want something, Allah doesn't want it, then the will of Allah will override your will. The will of Allah will override what?
Your will.
Your will. You might want to, for example, steal from a store. And then you go and find that the store is closed and well guarded. Means that you failed to do a bad deed, but Allah did not make it happen. You understand? So you don't say, I have the free will, and Allah is forcing to follow my free will. No. You have your free will, but Allah's will is superior to your will.
Allah has two means, both the merciful and the wrath. Well, the guider and the misguider.
Yes,
the
mudallu and the head and mudallu.
Okay, so he has two names, the guider and the misguider. Now, a lot of people think that having these two names in the Quran is one of those reasons why Islam is right. It's conflicted, isn't it? You can't guide and you can't also misguide. It's just not physically possible, but only for us. Because Allah will misguide the people, for example, the kuffar. The ones at the Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's time who saw how he acted in some of his like integrated miracles, how he didn't know how to read or write, but he still developed this amazing Quran. And he still did all of these great things. Your hijab, like, move in your ear.
What?
Scratching.
No, she's not talking about you.
Anyways, so he misguides those people, the ones who purposely turn their faith from Islam, knowing that it's right, but not willing to give their power up for it. And he will purposely misguide them because they are misguided.
understanding themselves as well. He's just giving them a little push because they're going on the path anyways. Whereas people who choose the straight path, he gives them a little push as well.
Not the little push, he makes it possible. He gives them, he pushes them forward.
I heard the word push.
And the ones who choose to be idle, Allah will keep them idle. Okay? So who is responsible of our deeds?
Us.
How come Allah wills and wrote the book? Because Allah's knowledge does not force us. It's very important to know. Allah's knowledge does not force us. Does not force us to act one way or another. Allah knows without forcing. You understand? If I'm human, I'll make a scenario and force everybody to follow my scenario. But Allah knows. Allah knows the scenario before it happens without forcing us. Just like, can cows fly or can dogs fly? I know the answer without forcing you. Do you understand now? Hypocrisy is that someone in front of you says, yes, dogs can fly. If you say that, then there is a hypocrisy because I can see it in your heart that, you know, the cow, dogs or cows can't fly. Got it?
They got wings.
Now, finally here, look. This is the start of time. This is the end of time. This is the start of time. This is the end of time. We can go through one piece of time at once. We can be here. We can't be here and there together, obviously. Now you are here. Okay? You can't be here and there. Allah now is here. Before and after. Just like this. Think of me as Allah holding that storybook. And now, tomorrow, day after tomorrow, all these dates are here in my hand. Allah, think of it this way. Allah is holding the hand, the time, from the beginning. The time is inside Allah. Allah is not inside the time. How about that? Are we inside the time?
Yeah.
Yes. When do we appear in the time? When do we appear? Do we appear at the time of birth and disappear at the time of death? So you are inside the time. You are inside the time. And your start is birth and your end is death. You got this part right? Allah is not inside the time. Allah is outside of the time. So Allah, the time, all is the creation of Allah. He's outside of this time. Do you understand that? That we are not limited.
Hello?
That Allah is not limited to be inside a certain point of time. He is all time in front of him. Now, last thing. Allah says that he knows the details of a... Allah knows a lot of details. Even he knows the details of a leaf, tree leaf, falling down in the middle of the jungle, in the middle of the darkness, and in the middle of goodbye. Huh? Allah says he knows about the leaf falling from a tree in the middle of the jungle in the middle of the night. How come Allah knows that? How come Allah knows that? He knows.
He's the one that makes it happen.
Perfect. He's the one who makes it happen. If he doesn't know it, then he doesn't know what he's doing. He doesn't know what he's what? Doing. If I tell you Allah doesn't know what he's doing, you say? Subhanallah. So he is the one who made it happen. So he knows about it because who made it happen? Him. Right? So that's why Allah knows everything in details. Because he was the one that made them
happen.
Alright? Alright. Assalamu alaikum.
Hold on. Hello? What's it for me?